9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. Happy Wednesday, beautiful people. The road continues on, and we are here for this live edition, Wednesday edition of WWT Live as part of Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. I am your hostess for the evening, the sweetest ooze, Queen Bee of WWT, OTC Acknowledger Wrestling with Honey. And I hope everybody is doing well on this fine Wednesday. Can't wait to get into some things, but of course, you know, we don't do this alone. And I'm actually excited because it's ladies' night. And what better way to kick it off than with the boss lady herself? What's up, boss lady? Boss lady's in the house. What's happening?
What it do? What it do? How are you doing?
I'm doing fantabulous, nice and refreshed. You know, had a long day of day work, ready for some fun work with the crew tonight. How are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm working. It's layers.
That's the way it goes. Ain't that the way it goes? There's levels to this stuff, you know,
and that only, part.
And you know what? God doesn't give you anything you can't handle, boss lady, because you have everybody staying centered with our lovely body butter and massage candles. So all will be right in the world as long as you stay centered like boss lady. Good to have you. And of course, we have the queen of all things elite. It is Wednesday. We cannot have a proper Wednesday without this beautiful woman here, Courtney.
Hey.
What's happening, girl? Stone Cold Courtney in the house.
Hello. Happy Wednesday. It's been a long week. I'm just ready for Friday to get here.
It's been a long week. I feel like that, too. I feel like that's been going around. It's like, but you know, today is literally a get over the hump kind of day for this week. But glad to have you guys with us. Shout outs to everybody in the chat hanging with us already. Lewis Johnson, our producer from the future. Dylan, happy Thursday to you, my good sir. Boza, Eric Isaac, special little nobodies, DJ Magic J. So good to have you guys. Thanks so much for hanging with us. So lots to get into today, but of course, we're Women's Wrestling Talk. Let's start with ladies first, shall we? Let's get into it. So we've heard some pretty interesting comments and goals in recent weeks from the legendary Natalya. We all know that she has had quite a tenure in WWE, and she has specified that her current goals are to be a part of great stories and to win the women's IC title. Now, I don't want to sound braggadocious, but didn't I mention Natalya and this intercontinental title in the same sentence before? So I'm really glad that, you know, her and I are kind of like vibing on the same wavelength, because I kind of feel her on that. I feel like she could definitely bring some prestige to that title. We know her family's history with intercontinental championships as well. Boss Lady TK, what do you think of these pretty awesome goals for Natalya? And what do you think she would have planned in the future? What would you like to see her doing?
Well, I mean, we know that she has, it's kind of one of those things with Natalya. She's been in the game for so long. She's training folks. If she wanted to do stuff on the back end as far as produce, she could have done that already. So my thing is, if you're going to continue to wrestle and also head off is going to allow her to wrestle, then why not shoot for the stars? I feel like if you're going to be there for that long, then why not have a last hurrah? And she can still go, so why not? And if they didn't feel that way, then they could, it's not like, they could either force her into retirement or she can leave the company and wrestle in the indies, which is possible as well. So the fact that she's still there, because we, you know, I was on the show when you guys talked about it, but we all witnessed at almost every year the massive WWE cuts that they have. You know, they haven't released her, so there has to be something in the game plan for her. So why not have some goals?
Absolutely. Courtney, in regards to the boat, We've seen everything that she has done in the past 18 years. Thank you to Boza. We're celebrating 18 years of Natalia Neidhart in WWE, which is a huge milestone. Mm-hmm. And of course, would be rightfully so with her family's history as mm-hmm. well. She's just keeping that tradition going on her end and making a name for herself. What I know there's we've had lots of talks on in discussions here on WWT Live and of course in the chat, and there's a lot of IWC talk as well in regards to Natalia and what she should or could do with her career. There's some that say that there's some lackluster and things like that, but considering the prestige of what she has brought to the women in NXT, you know, revitalizing young careers and putting over the young talent. What else is there left to do for Natalia?
Never, ever discourage the boat. Never count her out because, you know, everybody always wants to count out Miss Natty because, yes, she's not the best when it comes to promos. I've seen her not do great on promos. But she does bring a lot of wrestling ability, which I love. And also, it has been hard because she has provided a lot of great matches. She has put over many ladies in NXT as well. Charlotte, Roxy, along with a few others that she put over. So that's what some people tend to forget. And also, we talked about this probably on Monday, and you weren't here. She really has developed a lot of friendship within the ladies in the locker room, including Nikki and Brie. And they talked about this many times if you go back to their FCW days when they were all in development together. For me, I wouldn't mind seeing her get an opportunity for the Intercontinental title. Because I feel like for Lyra, this would be a good opportunity for her to challenge a veteran who's been in the game before. She has a family history when it comes mm-hmm. to Intercontinental champions, where both of her uncles were champions. So this could be a fun rivalry to have. And also, I wouldn't mind seeing promos between these two ladies.
I wouldn't mind that either. Honestly, I've seen that reports that Natalia has named a few names in NXT that that she would really like to work with someday or coming up this year. I could honestly see her do it immediately. But Kehlani Jordan, the likes of Kehlani Jordan is one mm-hmm. she's named. We've definitely seen her, you know, with Lola Vice, and we've seen her, you know, go back and forth, whether it's on the main roster or on NXT roster. I personally
TNA think that, too.
And TNA, excuse me. Yes. And I've completely forgot about that crossover with TNA as well. She's kind of pretty much, you know, spread her talents to all these brands and well, promotions within the brand that, you know, the partnership and such. I think that it says a lot about her, and it definitely shows that she is a true in locker room leader for all the women, and even including, you know, the men in the locker room as well. She's definitely has asserted herself in that position, and I think she definitely does have a shot at the Intercontinental title. It's just a matter of when. Boss Lady, do you see at any point her challenging maybe Chelsea Green for the United States Championship?
Well, I feel like Chelsea will make a big to-do for Canada Day, which is July 1st. So I think that's possible for like SummerSlam. And this is more in your realm, Courtney, but you know, I feel like WWE is trying to get the people who've watched wrestling for a long time and mainstream media together. And I think what they're doing is, you know, because at the end of the day, I was telling this to somebody else, no matter what, remember those days where, you know, Vince was in charge and people were like, I'm no longer watching WWE, and you know, they all came back. So I feel like wrestling fans are gonna be there, and now it's trying to catch up the mainstream media. And I think they're kind of getting there, and SummerSlam might be that place where they can introduce somebody like Natalia, where, you know, mainstream media might not be familiar all the way, but you still have that total Divas legacy, et cetera, where it could be pliable.
Indeed. Yep. I mean, well, at this point, only time will tell what what tides in the future are going to be rocking the boat, and we'll see where she lands. I just know that if that's what she wants to be a part of, then let her continue to do that. Whether you love her, whether you hate her, whether you want to discredit her or just base her talents on her name, which is kind of not really the right thing to do. You base her talent on her in-ring ability, and Natalia is that girl. So I guess what we're all saying here is yes, future Intercontinental Women's Championship around the waist, 2025 for Natalia, I call it.
Give the boat an icy opportunity.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Icy opportunities. Well, speaking of icy opportunities and rocking boats, this guy right here.
Oh my God. We want to talk about rocking
some boats and making splashes around these parts. Ricky Stark has debuted in NXT. Did we catch the happenings as they were live, or did we get to see when he debuted and what he said? Courtney, I'll start with you.
I actually watched the DVR today. I did not expect that. I was like, and we were just talking about this on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he could go to NXT and do the similar with Ethan Page, but I did not think it was going to be that quick. And I was like, that is not Ricky Starks. He's on live TV. Hey, he's making a name for himself, but I'm very curious on what his role is going to be within NXT, because we talked about this many times with the men's division really kind of needing an oomph. So this would really provide a lot of support, because of course, Ethan Page, he's feuding with Javon Evans. Trick, he's feuding with Eddie Thorpe. Then of course you have Obafemi in that triple threat match with A-Town Down Under. So I feel like this is really something that needs a little bit of oomph. So I'm very curious on what his role is going to be, and especially if he's going to make his presence known at Vengeance this weekend.
Yeah. Listen, when I tell you this was not on my bingo card this early, because I remember saying we could hold off on Ricky Stark for a year. Boy, was I wrong. What do I know?
A year?
Not even a year, but like coming later in this, like later this year. Like I was saying, hold off. But hey, we're here. And I saw this man appear, and I'm just like, wow, okay, well, we're really doing this now. And this made things a whole lot interesting. The NXT locker room is definitely a buzzin'. Boss Lady, what do we think of the appearance of Ricky Stark on NXT soil?
I mean, we've been talking, or more again, referring to Courtney as far as where has Ricky Stark's been, and as far as AEW. And, you know, I can't remember if this was kind of somebody told me this or it's been in the news, but, you know, we've heard that Ricky hasn't been happy at AEW and he wanted his release a while ago. So, you know, even though Vince is gone, and even though WWE is a top dog, that doesn't prevent people from being slightly on the petty side. And good or bad, I'm not saying this move was to be petty towards AEW, but you know, when you win, sometimes you just have to keep on winning. And he wants to go there. He has friends there. Let's also be frank. The wrestlers, people who actually wrestle, it's a very small community. They know each other and they know everybody's business. So he wants to be there. So why not? And this is the hottest product in town right now. So let's see how this is going. And NXT has some really great storylines that he could be a part of. So why not jump into the waters and see how he does?
Indeed, indeed. The Revolution is indeed televised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from one icy situation to the next, it just so happened that Ricky Starks was set to be a part of an indie show that was going to be happening at TCW Live at Tannery Row Ale House in Georgia. And unfortunately, he has had to pull out of that show due to circumstances out of their control. He was supposed to go one-on-one with Aaron Solo on February 15th, literally this Saturday, which is also the same night Vengeance Day will be happening. Ladies, do we think this is a coinkydink or no?
I'm not surprised by it. I'm not very surprised, especially with the fact that he showed up on NXT.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, he showed up on NXT. It makes sense. It's going to happen. Okay, I thought it was gonna be the angry person who doesn't like Natalia popping on. it makes sense. Where else would he be? So let's see how this is gonna play out. I wonder if this is gonna be like a Jade situation where, you remember when Jade first came to her a different PLEs and stuff like that. I wonder if it's gonna be one of those scenarios until, you know, they know where he's gonna land. They're just gonna keep teasing us for a bit.
Okay. All right. Well, time, like I said, time will tell. And, you know, time can only tell. You never know who may show up in any instance, including this man right here. We have the intellectual Professor G.B. Bonafide. Happy Wednesday,
Professor.
Happy Wednesday.
Hollywood G is in the house doing interviews and launching shows and traveling the world.
Like, conversations. And we are so here for it. How are you today, Professor?
I'm a little under the weather, actually.
Will be spreading his germs all over the place.
I saw Calvin in this chat. I know sick. He heard it.
See, Cedric was sick.
This is why I have these, just in case, because you never know if it gets a little too bright up in here.
This is how we're starting things. I see.
Oh boy, gracious. Get back up on your chicken soup for the soul, Professor.
Yeah,
have clearly. You at 100% and protect you at all times.
Thank you. I appreciate it for sure. My son has been running around with the flu. So.
Oh no, poor little professor.
Yeah, he is.
Oh goodness.
It is on him. So I'm sorry. You were saying though.
No, I was just going to ask. Any thoughts on any of the topics that we've discussed, or we just recently spoke about the appearance of Ricky Stark and him getting pulled out of the indie show at TCW, as well as Natalia's goals to possibly win the women's IC title. Any thoughts on any of those things?
Well, I would imagine Natalia obviously wants to be involved in history as often as she can. And so if she did not want to aspire toward the Intercontinental Championship, I think something was wrong. Though I think she's really getting a second and third wind in this whole training space that she's in right now. And she's having a chance to really impact a lot of people in that way. So she doesn't necessarily need to be the Intercontinental Champion at this point. I think she's far more effective as a trainer and as one who, you know, continues to be the wind beneath the wings of the current crop of women's wrestling. As for Ricky Starks, what a moment last night. It's funny. We were on here Monday talking said, who would show up of these three and who could show up now? And the general consensus was Ricky Starks in NXT. And there he shows up last night in a brilliant move. I thought I saw somebody in the chat who said he could still do Turnbuckle Championship wrestling. No, he can't. So Turnbuckle Championship wrestling, obviously I've got connections to that company. And a lot of the, you know, it is an independent company. A lot of the stars that are there are either from the Nightmare Factory or have worked in AEW or are working in AEW. And obviously he was advertised for that particular show. But if you're, let me just help you guys, which I'm sure you all know. So I, you know, if you're showing up on WWE television, you have signed somebody's contract. They are not letting random people just show up on the screen and giving you a microphone. You might be in the audience somewhere, you know, even back in the day when, you know, at TakeOver, they'd have somebody sitting in the audience who wasn't signed. They were in talks. I mean, you're not getting on WWE television without there being some consent and some connection for you with the company. So in that particular case, that is why he is not on that particular show. It'll be interesting to see what things look like. I think TK, when I got on, was talking about, will he get the Jade approach in terms of where will he end up? I think there will be a bit of a difference in terms of the approach for him. With Jade, you know, she was still very, you know, new. Her only wrestling experience had been AEW. And so there was a lot she had to get acclimated to. And so a lot of that absence for her was her spending time at the Performance Center, you know, understanding how WWE does television, really sharpening her wrestling skills, all of those types of things. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with Ricky Starks, a former world television champion in the NWA, you know, a former tag champion in AEW. He has spent a lot of time on television. So his wrestling skills aren't really going to be an issue. If they're going to put him somewhere, I think the space that he's most needed right now is the NXT men's division, because that division is in need of some star power and is in need of some, you know, some bodies that would make that division fun to watch again. So I think that makes the most sense for him, where he would not get lost, where he'd be able to stand out and and be a star. I thought I saw somebody mention something about them not mentioning his name. There's a lot of talk in terms of what name he will go by. We don't know yet. All kinds of things are possible. You know, it's very clear, though, that people know who he is. And whether they want to take advantage of that is one thing. I don't know. Now, honey, you probably will remember this. I don't know if TK was watching during this time, and I'm not sure if Courtney was watching during this time. But to me, the callback in terms of how he showed up was giving me Scott Hall, 96 Outsiders, just show up through the crowd. No announcement. Nothing.
Yes.
And it was brilliantly done.
And it was the, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
Exactly. I mean, I thought he was going to say those lines. I mean, I literally thought he was going to say that. So it was a very big moment. I'm here for more of those kinds of moments. You know, I think way too many things get spoiled. And so the fact that this did not get spoiled is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And so I love that moment. You know, the NXT social space, I think on X, just put out kind of a reaction post of him coming down the aisle and people in the audience.
Yeah.
And they just had, it was magic. It was absolute magic. And so once again, I love how NXT is able to take these stars and really give them a great platform to shine on. So congratulations. Funny story. I'm going to go in my Courtney bag on this one. Roughly a year ago, Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling was doing its relaunch. And I was doing commentary for that. And Ricky Starks was at that show. Ricky Starks, and this was, I literally just watched the video before I came on. Took some time and sat with my son, and they both sat at the commentary booth, and they just went back and forth, back and forth.
So sweet.
And I watched that, and I was like, this is really, really cool. So literally to go from that to be in this particular space, I'm excited for him, and kudos to Ricky Starks, and I think he's got a bright career ahead of him.
Absolutely. Talk about being somebody that's shaking up the place. Shawn Michaels really knows how to keep those cards held to his chest.
And he does.
He's done a really bad job.
They move fast too, though. Think it's about crazy. That. I mean, they move very, very fast.
They really do. And you know what? I remember sometime last year, there was like some reports and things I had seen surfacing online where they had talked about, or where Shawn Michaels had openly talked about, I don't know about openly talked about, but he did talk about at one point where he favored Ricky Stark and thought that he was a really great talent. I'm not sure where I saw it, but it shows. It shows that he sees something in him. But go ahead, Boston. Sorry.
No, you're good. The question now for I forgot what the question was now. As far as the storyline, it'll come back to me. Continue.
Oh man, boss lady, I'm sorry.
Aww.
Let's see, cousin. Yes, I did. We did that a couple of years ago. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, lots of good stuff with Ricky Starks over
there. Now I remember. What it is. Thanks, cousin Ron. So how do you think that conversation went? Because you know, it feels like the wrestling universe can't really keep a secret, no matter what side you're on. But do you think he finally got his release and the talks were happening? Because technically, I don't think, well, I don't know if you can do that now, but at one point, other promotions couldn't talk to other wrestlers from other promotions. So I wonder how that conversation, more of a, I mean, I don't think anybody has the answer, but I wonder how that conversation happened from how we get from Ricky Starks being at AEW, not being happy, being let go or asking to be let go to Dean Talks with WWE and showing from WWE.
One can only wonder to be a fly on the wall for talks like that.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I don't think those kinds of things are as hard as we think. I think, you know, there's a couple of things. For one, we know obviously there are connections between Cody mm-hmm. and Ricky Starks.
Of course.
There are easy ways to make contact with people. You know, people are aware of who's who in the zoo and they know how to reach out to people. I think one of the differences here is, you know, one of the things we talked about on Monday was the whole 90-day non-compete situation. Mm-hmm. If you'll notice, there's not much of that in the AEW world. If you're out, and I don't know if that's just because they get to the end of their contract and they release them, or they just find some amicable way to be released, but there's never a 90-day situation. And so that's where people end up just showing up so quickly, with there being no real, you know, no real lead time in between. I think the other thing here that's key is people learning to keep secrets. I saw a reaction video before I came on involving Thunder Rosa. And she was saying how she was in the airport last night and somebody had mentioned to her that Ricky Starks was on NXT. And she was like, no way. You know, nobody knew. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is where we get back to people being willing to just keep a secret and keep things close to the vest. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have to tell everything.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is, no.
There was no shade.
There was absolutely no shade. It is simply to say that I don't think that people value, you know, being discreet anymore. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to talk mm-hmm. about, you know, when you have the interview for the job, you got to post, hey, I'm getting ready to go into the meeting that changes my life. Mm-hmm. You know, all those types of things. We don't know how to just do it quietly.
You do
let
so
things
you
do, happen and you, then come out with the announcement.
You know? You do so much more when you make less announcements.
Yeah, less precisely. Is more. Less is more.
Yeah, but
there's more quality in that.
I think that speaks to you know, where we are as a society, because not everybody, and you know, for those who know me, I always reference this particular thing in basketball. It's like, not everybody could be LeBron, not everybody could be MJ, not everybody could be Kobe. And it's just like, for those people who are not even on the bench, social media gives you that megaphone to pronounce like, oh, I'm getting this job interview, but you don't have the job. Or mm-hmm. like, it doesn't make sense to me, but I feel like it doesn't make sense to people who actually put in work. Like, the people who don't really put in work, it's just like, you want to broadcast everything. Oh, I'm sitting on the toilet eating the meal that I made this afternoon. Like, why don't you just take a picture of the meal and call it a day? Like, it's
sitting
just
on the toilet eating a meal is wild business.
And followed by take a picture. Very wild. Very wild. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know, that's my commentary partner for Saturday Night Vibe, debuting March the 1st. So if you want to see something wildly unpredictable, Saturday, March the 1st, check it out, because I promise you, you'll never know what she'll have to say.
Me?
And I don't
who
know
was either. The one who's quoting rap lyrics?
People know I'm going to do that.
Okay. Well, tune in March 1st. And also go and get the app. There's a lot of content being downloaded on mm-hmm. All Caribbean Wrestling app. That
Look at this angry man here. We've been talked about the boat. Where are you? You're late.
You are late. You.
Him and his tag team partner.
We're literally just finishing up talking about Ricky Stark, the person you mentioned, and you're not even here. Mr. Mayor, mm-hmm. get it together, man. Get it together.
Get it together.
Oh man. So on to some unfortunate news, less exciting news, but we have some reports that have come out in regards to this gentleman here, Mr. Josh Matthews, and TNA have reportedly part ways after a decade in the business and with the promotion. You know, Josh Matthews, also known from being a contestant on Tough Enough, also being an interviewer and commentator as well in WWE, made a big name for himself over TNA for the last 10 years. Any thoughts on the career or the parting of ways between TNA and Josh Matthews? Courtney, I'll start with you. Oh, go ahead. What are you going to say, boss lady?
I was going to say, isn't Madison with WWE backstage?
Madison's with AEW.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, do we think he's going? Because he's like running the show before this TNA, before the merger, or not the merger, before TNA started working with WWE, and before they kind of made that transition, he's been working. He was kind of like the main guy who did a lot of things for TNA, and I feel like this is really cliche. We're not going to see the last of him in the wrestling space. Like, I feel he's going to pop up somewhere doing something because he's just a wealth of knowledge. When you run a whole show and do so many things, like, I just feel like, unless he's burned out, but what I get from, you know, folks who are in the space of wrestling who do so many things in wrestling, it's hard to just leave it. So I feel like this is just, you know, we're going to see him somewhere else doing something else.
There was also another report that came out that also Christy Hemme was one of those names that also that have departed with TNA. Any thoughts on either of those two, Professor?
It's interesting. It's such an interesting time over in TNA. I mean, I think back about, you know, roughly this time last year where there was so much excitement about the rebranding from Impact to TNA. And then suddenly, you know, their head man was gone and it was like, mm-hmm. Wait, what's going on over there? Some interesting names have parted ways with TNA. Josh Matthews, Christy Hemme, Jay Chung, their ring announcer, mm-hmm. after just a year. There's talk that Josh Alexander may be on his way out. It's hard to say what's happening right now, and I can't quite put my finger on it. One would consider or think, man, these are super happy times given, you know, the connection to NXT right now and the multi-year deal. But because they are still two separate companies with working agreements, a connection to WWE doesn't necessarily reflect what the day-to-day operations over on TNA are actually like. So it's hard to say. I don't necessarily have enough information to make a guess. What I will say, though, is, you know, for someone like Josh Matthews, who has worked so much behind the scenes, when we say, I don't know if we've seen the last of him, I don't know if we're going to see him in front of the camera anytime soon. I think he may be more interested in building a case in terms of the foundation behind the scenes. Kind of reminds mm-hmm. me of Jeremy Borash, you know, who had done such a great job on camera for years and then has spent all of his time in NXT. All right. Behind the scenes. So I don't know. I don't know where we will see him, but I'm sure if he chooses to continue in the wrestling space, he will land somewhere and do really well.
Indeed, indeed. And we wish him all the best. Had a mm-hmm. great career with TNA yeah. and mm-hmm. definitely made a name for himself. I'm sure he would be wanted anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Hold on. Sorry, guys. What we got next? Josh Matthews. Ah, from one departure to many.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about it. Let's just get this one down. It was reported today by the New York Post that the lawyer for Vince McMahon says the criminal probe in regards to the federal prosecutors, they have dropped all, they have dropped with no charges. They definitively concluded with no charges were the words they put in quotes. What are we making of this situation now that, and what does this mean for Vince McMahon, Courtney, going forward?
Well, given the fact, even though the charges are dropped, he's still going to have that on him throughout, even after this is done. So pretty much, regardless of what everything, those charges and allegations are still going to be with him. Now, regarding everything else, there was a little bit of chirp of him doing another wrestling company, which I'm knowing the demise mind of Vince McMahon and his outlandish brain. I would not be surprised if he did, because with the fact he did leave WWE, and also with everything that happened behind closed doors. But I can't point my finger on what happens with Vince. But
this is a funny comment, Jeffrey. Even the dog doesn't want to talk about it. but boss lady, it's you handled the story today. It's something we got to talk about, and it's relevant in today's news for wrestling. What are we thinking of the situation now that these charges have been apparently dropped for Vince McMahon?
I mean, I'm really interested to hear what Professor has to say. First off, I find it very interesting that Linda McMahon was, you know, not mysteriously, but they're dropped. I feel like we all kind of knew.
Boss Lady, I'm not sure.
Oh no,
Boss Lady, I'm not sure if everybody else can hear it or if everybody is hearing the same thing. I didn't hear the first half of it.
And I was pontificating too. I found it very strange. There's mudslides happening, so that's why I think everything's going crazy. But I find it very strange that Linda McMahon is now in office again, and you know, these charges are dropped. A lot of people always say that the quote-unquote bad person will always get their due. I don't necessarily believe that, especially in America. So even though, you know, he has these charges and these things against him, will it stop him from doing other businesses and, you know, living his best life? I don't think so. After that, you know, I can't speak on that. I'm not God. But I am not surprised at all how this happened. You know when the charges came and everybody was reading the stuff and reading the transcripts and, you know, all the things, and here we are, he's at a Super Bowl game. Like, it's just I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this at all either. I mean, the man was literally just in the Super Bowl hanging out.
Yep.
And makes you wonder. But Professor, I'll pass this on to you. What do we think of this situation here with this with these drop charges?
What I do think is that the WWE right now is making the most money it's ever made. Mm-hmm. I think the WWE is at a height of popularity it has not been at in many, many years. I think the beauty of where the WWE is right now is with them being owned by someone other than that last name, you know, there's a lot of different things that are in place for that. And ultimately, you know, when you are making money, when your ratings are good, when you are incredibly popular, no one's going to work to change that. And so kudos to the WWE on their continued success.
Yep.
I hear that. And we wish you well on your endeavors. Not next on more to some lightheartedness. Let's go into some excitement, shall we? We had a lot of excitement last night coming off of another wonderful Tuesday over in NXT. You know, we also talked about the debut of Ricky Stark earlier. We also had a few matches. A couple of betrayals here and there, and some cosplaying that I really thoroughly enjoyed. Because I'll tell you, one thing I was not expecting ever to hear this year, though I probably would have predicted this at some point, hearing Bayley's theme song, old theme song on NXT, as Miss Roxanne Perez came out and, of course, was out with the mockery gimmick during Bayley's match last night. Any highlights, anything stood out to you guys? We also had, of course, A-Town Down Under with with an interaction with Obafemi, which I personally didn't like. We also have some new challengers for the tag team titles against Fraxium. Professor, I'll start with you.
Another great night for NXT. Their go home show before Vengeance Day. And I will say that what they did from start to finish was strengthen this Vengeance Day card to the point where it feels like one of the best PLEs that they're giving us in a long time. And I mean, everything from start to finish was great. You know, the Roxanne moment, we actually got, we don't get to see Roxanne in personality mode like that.
No.
So that was actually really fun to see. Seeing again now that turned into a fatal four-way is pretty wild. I actually thought at one point the men's championship would end up in a fatal four-way with Trick Williams being instituted. But
I thought the same.
But with that said, Trick Williams has become very, very interesting again. This edge that he has is something that he has needed, and we couldn't put our hands on what he needed, but that's what he needed. He needed that edge. He needed that space where I don't care. You know, he needed to be the bad boy that TK knows and loves. And so he became that. And now all of a sudden we're interested. So I thought that was just fantastic. And seeing him in the strap match is going to be great. Let's see again. Here's my surprise of the night. I did not know I needed Zarya versus Nikita, Nikita Lyons. I didn't know I needed that.
Listen,
but that was wild.
That was a lot going on in that match.
There was a lot. And the fact that Zarya was throwing and owning Nikita like that was crazy. It was crazy. So shout out to them, and I'll leave some things for some others. But even the cage match at the end, you guys know I have not been the biggest fan of the Don. I was wondering what his connection was with Izzy. And by the time the night ended, you know, now we have another faction to pay attention to. I don't know what they're going to call themselves, but something about Izzy being with them makes that group complete and dangerous.
Yes.
And I don't know what they're going to call themselves, but I'm actually here for it.
Yeah, indeed. This was probably one of my favorite spots. This is actually, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but they actually did have me concerned for the Don.
Yes.
I was very concerned, and I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you have the likes of Sean Spears and the other two under his tutelage, as well as Izzy Dame, who I have said numerous times on numerous occasions when we were doing the NXT mornings, that she was somebody who's definitely going to be shining in the future. She has got a hell of a future ahead of her. There's a star in her too. And this completely solidified the faction for me. And I'm definitely invested in what Sean Spears' next move is. So that's interesting. I also thought, yes, the women's match with Zarya and Nikita Lyons, the Heritage Cup match with Lexus King with a rightful and proper defense and no funny games. He beat JDC fair and square. And then, of course, Ricky Starks as well. But I'm really intrigued by the tag team division. And I know, Courtney, this is pretty much your neck of the woods. I know I talk a lot of smack about Fraxium. I know I do. But one thing that I know that they won't fail to do is put on a solid match. Okay. I may not be big fans or behind them as a duo, but they are defending the hell out of these tag team championships, and they have held them for quite some time. Courtney, is it possible that Josh Briggs and Yoshiki Inamura could possibly be the ones to take down this dominating tag team? Because they looked really good last night, those two.
I'm going to say this. It's going to be a fun match between both of these teams this weekend, because we did see it happen last night. Briggs and I forgot his tag team partner's name. Briggs and what's his name?
Inamora.
Inamora.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got to see the performance from them. And Phyraxium, they're not afraid to have a challenge. So this is going to be a very, very interesting match. And I'm very curious on who's going to walk out. I don't know who. I know we're going to do picks on Friday, but this is definitely going to be something. And also, Phyraxium, hey, they're like one of the little gems of the tag team division in NXT. They just, no matter what you throw at them, no matter what you do against a wall, they just keep going.
Indeed. I will say that. They just keep going, and they keep going faster. One thing I will say was completely disrespectful, especially if you're going to do some Black History Month, is the disrespect to our ruler last night. Okay. Aww. I'm not sure I'm going to feel, you know, deal with this A Town Down Under business, but like Obafemi said, it's a handicap match, and he's pretty much going to be done with you guys, especially after what happened last night. It's very rare that we see our ruler down and out. Very rare. And due to the shenanigans between those two, you know what? Split them up. I've been saying it for over a year. Do it. Get rid of A-Town Down Under. I think they're both well off enough to the point where they can make names for themselves on their own, and they're going to do just fine. But Oba, I swear, and I was just going to say this, Jeffrey, you better Tribal Chief stack them on Saturday and pin them 1, 2, 3 yeah. over. We will not tolerate disrespect to the ruler ever. But other than that, the night was really solid and it was fun. It was definitely, you could definitely feel that go home vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally feeling what you're saying, Professor, in regards to Trick Williams.
Yeah.
He looks different with the hair down. It's amazing what you do. When you just let your hair down.
He does.
And he's angry. Mm-hmm. And an angry Trick is I think the Trick that we have been looking for some time. This is a Trick with nothing to lose, everything to gain, and he's just going to keep pushing forward. And he's not even saying whoop that Trick anymore.
No, he's on some other stuff.
You guys pissed so off so much. There is no more whoop that Trick.
Okay.
It's opening that can.
Let me if I can, I just want to go back to this because this is something that we have talked about for a while in terms of the tag team division in WWE. And I think it's very interesting that between certainly SmackDown, Raw, and now NXT, it feels like the entire tag team division in all of WWE has gotten a beautiful shot in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
The tag team match we saw last night, that triple threat.
Yes.
With three large teams moving around at that pace last night. It was special.
It was
really special. Hank and Tank have really come into their own. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, you know, surprised me. I'm trying to, who was the other tag team? I can't remember.
Tavion Heights, yes, and Miles Tavion Bourne.
Heights and Miles Bourne. Yes. Who I've been a big fan, obviously, of Tavion Heights for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
His time spent over in Japan did him really well. So those are three tag teams that are, again, competing. You know, there, of course, was OTM a couple of weeks ago, who we saw get a tag team title shot. And there are a few other teams that
are
floating
around.
Let's
not forget Wes's crew that he has walking
around.
And yes,
we also have Sean Spears now has a complete crew.
So we've got teams.
Yep.
And that's a great space to be in right now, to have all of these teams floating around. And I'm excited because that means we're getting great matches that don't include our tag team champions.
I respect Hank and Tank so much. Because they like, I think that's a great word to use for them to describe them, Jeffrey. Thank you for that. Explosive. They are a nod to NXT Black and Gold, to the days of when, you know, War Raiders. What was it? Otis and Tuck.
Oh,
Otis
yeah.
and Tucker.
Like, yeah, heavy, yeah. heavy machine.
They're doing it. For I'm sure the councilman would appreciate this for the big back crews. So I really appreciate tag teams that can move and utilize the ring that they did last night. And Tavion Heights, I need future NXT champ somewhere.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna put it out there right now. Heavy Machinery, thank you, cousin. I couldn't get the name for the life of me, but I completely forgot about that. Stakes and Weights and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what is going on with NXT. Of course, we have Vengeance Day coming up this week. Mm-hmm. It's either you're in one mood or the other this week, guys. You're either Valentine or Vengeance. Take your pick. Pick yep. your poison.
Take your pick.
Pick your poison. And,
of course. And let's get into it, shall we? Let's go into our final drop of the night before we get everyone out of here. It's Wednesday, guys. Like, did you guys think we forgot? I hope you didn't forget. It's Wednesday night. We got AEW Dynamite. Hello. And apparently there's a lot of titles on the line tonight. We got championship mm-hmm. night tonight. It's going to be really, really exciting. Make sure you guys stay here at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, because Miss Courtney Rice, Stone Cold Courtney Rice, will be doing her AEW watch along. So make sure you check her out for that and stay tuned. But we have a lot of excitement going on for tonight. AEW World Tag Team Championship. We have the Hurt Syndicate versus the Guns. That already gives me a headache. AEW World Trios Championship, the Death Riders versus the Undisputed Kingdom. We also have a commercial free match between MJF and Dustin Rhodes. Chris Statlander versus Penelope Ford. We have the debut of Megan Bain. We'll hear from Adam Copeland, and we move on to Max Caster's Open Challenge. So lots of excitement for tonight. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to seeing this evening, Courtney? Since you'll be on, I might as well start with you.
There's so much, 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 much happening. Professor, I'm going to take a page in you and my book, because everybody knew of Tony. There are a few wrestlers I have a soft spot for. Technically, Max Caster is one of them. And I do have a story. I do have a background story to this, because I did meet him back in 2023. And he was very nice, very sweet. And I've been talking about this a lot on my watch along, because I know a lot of people are going to be BSing a lot on this open challenge, but this is going to be very interesting. And I'm very curious on where this is going to go, because let's pump the brakes a little bit, because I do think low key him and Bowens are definitely going to have a rivalry, but it's like, don't rush it. Just keep on going. Just let the story play out and hopefully AEW executes it properly. But of course, I'm excited for tag team action. I'm very excited on what the Hurt Syndicate is going to do with the Guns as well. Just seeing how the chemistry is going to go, and happy the Guns are stepping up to the plate. So we're going to see definitely a lot of dynamics with them. And also, I just love seeing Dustin Rhodes on TV. I just love seeing him on Dynamite.
Same. Agreed. Professor, what are you looking forward to tonight?
In reference to that tag team title match, a great rap contingency once said that punks jump up to get beat down. And that's what's going to happen to the Guns tonight. It's not going to be pretty.
Ours.
It's going to be a massacre. And I am here for every bit of it. It is time that we have dominant tag team champions. And that's what we're going to have with the Hurt Syndicate. Nobody stopping them anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Relative to, let's see, MJF. You know, we don't get to see MJF wrestle on TV very much. So this will be this will be something to pay attention to, given the promo they had last week and that exchange. I'm nervous for Dustin Rhodes. I mean, obviously, Dustin Rhodes is in one of the best moments of his career right now, a double champion in Ring of Honor.
Right.
But there's no way he's beating MJF tonight. There's no way. MJF won't allow it. And I'm actually very nervous that something significantly bad could happen to Dustin Rhodes tonight. So I'm nervous about that. I'm trying to remember what else you mentioned for tonight on Dynamite. The Guns are going to be in trouble tonight. And
Max Caster Open Challenge, Adam Copeland.
Max Caster. So... I don't think there needs to be much of a war with Max Caster and Anthony Bowens. They're former tag team partners. Yes. Mm-hmm. We can get one match out of this. There's not a reason to have more.
That's all we need. Just one.
we don't need this longstanding rivalry. We don't need this long storytelling. We don't. Give them one match. Let it be done. Let them go their separate ways and see what they can actually accomplish on their own. In terms of what Cope will have to say, obviously he's going to say something regards to the AEW World Championship, getting ready for the tag team match that'll happen over at Grand Slam Australia, to which you know, when it comes to Grand Slam Australia, on one hand, I want to be excited about this because this is their first foray into Australia.
Right.
The card isn't giving me must watch.
It's underwhelming.
It's extremely underwhelming. Ooh. A number of tag team matches with teams that don't normally team together. It feels like we've seen this Mariah May, Toni Storm, though Toni Storm's cosplay of Mariah May last week was top tier. I got
that was that was funny.
Toni Storm is a mood.
She is.
She's a mood. A she whole is. Entire mood, lady. You need to know that.
Yeah. Ugh. So it would make a lot of sense for her to win the championship.
It's
there.
It's giving me dynamite.
You know what? No. Actually,
dynamite seemed to be better actually, than the pay-per-views.
It's actually giving me rampage, but that's
rampage.
No, seriously. Like, it's
not, is that still a thing?
It's not.
No, it's not. No.
Help me with this. The two title matches for Grand Slam are both women's title matches, correct?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
It's quite interesting.
Well, and when is that happening? That's in March?
This Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, they're in Australia this Saturday?
This Saturday. Yeah. Which is one of the reasons why they taped last night, because it's going to take a day to fly over there.
That's right. That explains it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know what, though? I will give it to them. AEW has been doing some really solid episodes of Dynamite. I'd love to see any sort of continuation following what happened last week with Swerve and Ricochet. So we'll see all the things, hopefully,
All I'm going to say is, Ricochet, where the hell have you been? That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave it
there. This is the Ricochet we've needed.
We've done what we've needed. You're telling, man, listen, we've spoken about that extensively many times before. Ricochet, thank you for finally arriving. But that is pretty much all we have wrapped up for today for your Wednesday edition of WWT Live. Also, if you've been watching this, make sure you like and share this as well. Let your friends know that the coolest crew in wrestling network business has been live and they missed the episode and it's their fault. And it's actually your fault, too, because you didn't share it and you didn't tell them. But before we go, how can the good people find us, Courtney?
They can always find me here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WWT Live. You know, at the top of the hour, you get to hang out with me, Madam Timeless Elite, for tonight's watch along for Dynamite.
Madam Timeless. Oh, I got to give her the sky. Hold on.
Yes. Madam Timeless Elite, you get to hang out with me for tonight's episode of Dynamite. It's going to be very fun on this watch along, the post show. Also, you'll be getting another dose of me because I will be doing a watch along this Saturday for Grand Slam Australia. So it's going to be very fun. Bring everything that you need. And it's a day after Valentine's Day. So make sure to bring like your candy, wear dress up in red.
Oh, okay.
You can hang out with me. And you could also follow me on @Courtney11 on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to follow Bell to Bell and ISPW Wrestling as I'm doing a lot of future collaborations with them in the coming months. So feel free to follow them and check me out on the socials.
Excellent, Madam Timeless. I see you making moves out here, girlfriend. I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. Professor GB, where can they find you?
You could find me at Bonnerfied across all of the social spaces. Lots of things happening. We've got episode 5 of Ashe Wrestling TV tomorrow night on the Ashe Wrestling YouTube channel. So, wow.
Dylan.
So we will, again, the YouTube page for Ashe Wrestling, check that out tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Again, continuing the Black History Month celebration. Very excited about that. Very excited about what's coming down the pike with All Caribbean Wrestling. We're just a couple of weeks away from the debut of Saturday Night Vibe. Again, make sure you download the All Caribbean Wrestling app. You can download and subscribe right now. Some great things there. You can access our entire catalog of wrestling that's happening there. We've got pay-per-views from all across the world that you can check out there. Also, so again, March 1st, Saturday Night Vibe. You can check out a lot of other things that are going on. And in case you have not heard, you guys mentioned it when I hopped on. Just launched a new podcast network. It's called the Bonafide Podcast Network, with a brand new podcast called Bonafide Conversations. Episode 2 just dropped yesterday, so you guys can check it out.
I love those episodes, by the
way.
Yay! Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a wonderful job, Professor. Yay. We would expect nothing less.
I appreciate that. So you guys could kind of see a slightly different side of me over there. So check that out.
Nice.
Also did a really cool interview. They've popped in here before. The Mega Powers podcast out of the UK. Great interview with them. It was definitely one of my favorites. You can check that out on their YouTube page as well. We're dropping clips from that. But a fun interview. So check that out. You'll learn some things about me that you may not have known. So check that out. And of course, I'm here and we're gearing up for all kinds of things that are happening in the coming weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please support this panel. Yay! Please support everything, everybody on this panel got going on, including the ones you don't see here today. Okay. Nice. And shout outs to the rest of the crew. But you guys could always find me here Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays with the WWT Live crew, as well as Double Time on Fridays. I have some unfortunate news. Unfortunately, there will not be a Honey Night SmackDown this Friday due to some circumstances in the Honey Pot, and Queen Bee got to take care of business. So I won't be here for Friday.
Guys, I don't want to give it away, but look at the date on Friday. You know why we're not having a watch along. Hello. Hello.
Obviously.
Hello.
No, seriously.
But there's no watching. There it is. Swiper knows swiping. There we go.
No. I swear to God, honestly, I kid you not, guys. You know, where I'm at right now, they just don't believe in not working for the holidays. So I'm actually going to be helping other people enjoy their Valentine's Day, not really thoroughly enjoying mine here.
Enjoy afterwards, it's all right, of course.
Everything's overpriced on the same day everywhere. We're a thrifty bunch over here.
I get it. Yes, she is. Boza, I saw that too. It's all right. It's all hey.
Y'all are funny. Yep.
Hey, I'm not mad at you.
You are too many things.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even gonna address y'all in the chat. We're not doing this. Dylan, stop it. You stop that. Dylan. You behave. Don't do that. Because if that happens, you're gonna hear a lot of rage.
We'll hear you scream from New York for sure.
Yes, literally. But I also will be with the Kayfabe podcast on Saturday as well. So if that does happen, prepare for my wrath on Saturday, guys. But rumor has it we might have a special guest. We have a couple of things lined up for the Kayfabe podcast. Things are looking really well. Shout outs to Will and Dion, and of course, shout out to the Boss Lady, because Boss Lady's helping us make some moves as well. So you guys can find me there on all things Wrestling with Honey at the socials, Wrestling with Honey podcast on YouTube. I know I've been saying it for quite some time, but you know what? You can't rush perfection, y'all. Okay. Period. I'm done.
Oh my God.
Spring isn't here yet. We're not.
You don't prepare for spring in spring.
No. That is very true. That is true.
Yeah, there you go. This is devolving very quickly.
This is bad. This is bad. Anyway, y'all gonna get me in trouble. But thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Not
WWT Live on Wednesday night. Just think,
it'd be worse if TK was here.
I think it would be. There'd be no getting off this podcast or the stream now.
Here's what you all should do. What you all should do is find out what TK is doing for Valentine's
Day. I sent
her Valentine's Day card. You're welcome, Boss Lady.
You should all ask her what she's doing. She probably doesn't even realize that it's Friday. you know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. She's probably. Yeah, she's gonna be like, wait a minute. I thought it was so funny. But we will be back here Friday, I think. At least I think so. But we'll make sure we check that out with the boss lady. But thank you guys so much again for tuning in with us on this Wednesday edition of WWT Live. I can't believe y'all got me blushing like this.
This is great.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys join Courtney at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, for a Dynamite Watch Along. And thank you so much again, guys, for all your love and support. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Y'all know who you are. I'm not going through this because these comments are making me laugh too much. But I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. And yeah, this was Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. Peace out, guys.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.